If your brand belongs in the heart of the yachting world, this is where it happens. Yachting International Radio reaches over 1 million yachting professionals and enthusiasts every month, with 77 million impressions, 220,000 social followers, and 74,000 podcast subscribers. Our hosts are insiders, crew, captains, CEOs, trusted voices shaping the industry. This is targeted, high-impact advertising in a luxury niche. Visit yachtinginternationalradio.com/advertise. Your audience is already listening.
Top of the morning, afternoon, evening, folks. It's Captain Liam here. So I've got the pleasure of speaking with Oliver Brown from True Summit Adventures. How are you today, Oliver?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I'm glad we finally pressed record, because you and I kind of talked a long time and kind of connected on different levels about kind of expedition bespoke traveling, which aligns with Motor Yacht Unbridled and yachting. Tell us about yourself, Oliver.
So I'm 44. I live in Albania. My wife's Albanian. And I guess I'm a travel CEO, but really I'm an adventurer. I'm a mountaineer. And before that, I was a professional polo player. So I grew up in the UK riding horses. And my career in travel really started through polo. I would take people to play polo in Argentina and other places when I was in my early 20s. When I finished playing polo in my mid-30s, I spent a few years working in financial services and ended up setting up my luxury travel company, which I've been doing for nearly 5 years now.
And what similarities between the luxury travel company, which is quite successful, and I can see it, True Summit Adventures, and polo that resonates with you? Is it the type of clients, or is it that perfectionism?
Well, I think definitely service, providing the experience. So I think polo is a pro-am sport, like offshore yachting. So it's different things at the same time. It's a sport. It's somebody's hobby. So really, it's a kind of hybrid sport where it's really almost like an experience as much as a sport. Or for the person who's paying the bills, at least, it's their free time. It's their what they're doing. For the professionals, it's we're trying to win a game, but you're also trying to manage that experience and make sure that the person who's paying you is enjoying themselves. So I think that's the main similarity, is a kind of experience, which is what luxury travel is. It's sure, it's, you're going to different places, but it's experiential travel in the same way. So
yeah, it's
some
true.
Things are very similar. The logistics, attention to detail, making sure that service is excellent, that everything happens as it's supposed to happen.
Yeah, it's tough because you combine the elements of the world, and you're a mountaineer, you said. So the elements of the world sometimes don't work in your favor, or a lot of times don't work in your favor. So then you have to adjust the experience to get the client's result either way. And that's what I kind of like about expedition cruising on yachts or ashore. But we talked about that experience, that feel. What's a great adventure that kind of resonates with you that you've had in your life and your career with True Summit Adventures that founded it and that kind of brought you into this world?
Yeah, so that's a good question. I think lots of different things have to come together for to have an amazing adventure. I think firstly, the place. So typically the more, and you will know this from your expeditions and adventures, the more wondrous a place is, that obviously sets the tone. Who you do it with is another thing. So obviously you've got your companions, the people that you've got. Family is one of the best ways you can do adventure. I always see that the families that come on our trips, especially where they're doing something difficult, like climbing a mountain, being with your family or being with close friends, I think that is one part of it as well. But then the other side of it is who's hosting you. So when you have specialists or experts or people that are really good or have a mastery in what they're doing and are able to communicate that to you well, because it also is true that you could hire a famous mountaineer or a famous whatever to be your specialist, but he might not be a good host. So trying to have people that A, have the experience and mastery, but also can communicate and then look after you in a way and be kind to you when that's needed, or empathetic, or so. I think that's another thing. It's not any one thing. It's a kind of, it's a chemistry set. There's different elements, but typically if you have some kind of challenge, some kind of something that's unknown, unpredictable, a beautiful place, amazing hosting, and then obviously the platform that you're doing it from. So if it's a beautiful lodge, or if it's a super yacht, or even if it's bespoke luxury tent in Masai Mara or Laipika in Kenya, I think that adds another dimension. So it's a combination of these things working in unison.
Yeah, so it's kind of where you are, who you're with, and what experience you're being given by the people that are supporting you. But for me, there's also that magic in nature. Like a lot of times on Unbridled, when we have these adventures and these experiences, I try really hard to put it all together calmly and like yourself. But sometimes nature just shows up, whether it's a whale or a bear, or it's climbing a mountain and the sun comes up. And it's really hard. But when you get that moment, I think that's what the clients are looking for. They're looking for these little magic moments and
Yeah, agreed.
someone to, as we're organizing it, it's not easy. But when it happens, it's like, that's my reward. When all the
Yeah,
family are
agreed.
there by a waterfall and they see a little seal and they're having a family picture, and as these, this comes together. Where's a location that stands out for you? Because some of your adventures ride your own path. I mean, Kilimanjaro, we talked about at the start of this. But where's a location for you that kind of really resonates as a destination that you love to take clients to?
Well, that's difficult, and people always ask me like, what's your favorite place, or what's the best place? And I like lots of different places, I think for different reasons. I think Indonesia is very special. When I first went to Indonesia, I think one thing I didn't realize was just how big it is. And it's there's a great if you overlay Indonesia over the US, and you put the western side on the western edge of America, the eastern side of Indonesia will be halfway across the Atlantic. So it is really vast, and there's just so much happening there. You've obviously got the places that people know, Borneo, Komodo, Raja Ampat, but then there's so many Sulawesi, Sumba, Bali. And we organized trips to Bali, and I had this kind of in my mind negative connotation about Bali, but it's only because I didn't know about it that actually that there's this inc these incredible highlands and mountains and very quiet, beautiful, historic, culturally rich places in Bali where you just hear about the guys on the mopeds and falling out of bars and whatnot. So it's travel always makes me think of that quote. It's the more I go, I realize the less I know.
More I go, the
I can't
less I
remember who
know.
said that. I realize that the less I know and how much more there is to see. So I'm constantly trying to find out the best places, trying to go to places. I think at the moment that's the places that are exciting for me is West Africa, because I've done a lot of work in East Africa, and everybody knows the East African markets well, Kenya, Tanzania, even Uganda. But I think the next 10 years, we're going to see Gabon, Angola, Sierra Leone, Chad, these places, although Chad's more Central Africa, but this Western Africa, I think, is very exciting. There's some islands around there as well, São Tomé, Príncipe. So I think it's in the same vein as Socotra. Obviously, Socotra was having a moment a few years ago, and now because of the situation in the Middle East has set it back, definitely. But I think Socotra is, I think for me, I like destinations that feel exploratory. So that's why I love talking to you about Alaska, because it's so wild, it's so beautiful, it's raw. But to me, that's exploratory. And I call it frontier travel. And okay, it's not super frontier because it's America, but it's very much like a frontier from, from a nature perspective where you are. It's remote. So for me, the places that tug on my heartstrings are places that are remote, where I really feel like, wow, I've come somewhere. I was in Mongolia last August in Altai Mountains, and just riding around on this with a group of clients, but riding to the in through the Altai Mountains, I just thought, how wonderful is this in this place in the middle of nowhere? So I'm very for like frontier type destinations. And
Well, I mean, what excites me about Alaska is even though it is American, we're up here, we do 7, 10 day cruises where we don't see other yachts. With the beauty of technology now and communication with other captains and agencies, we don't see yachts. We go to these bays where it's just one yacht, kayaks up a river, trout fly fishing, come back to the yacht, and then maybe see some bears in the afternoon or salmon fishing. And that's what kind of excites me about the cruising in Alaska. It's really kind of world class. How do you choose partners when you travel to these destinations? Because obviously we talked about the who is providing the service. Some of your guides is probably some of the best in the world. How do you choose partners to work with?
well, I think for the guides, it was easier when I started trying to find the best guides, because I kind of knew them a little bit from climbing. So, or if I didn't know them, that I knew who I wanted to speak to, and I knew somebody that knew them. And then in the case of Ed Vestas, the greatest American climber adventurer, he's got a website, and I just emailed him and I said, look, I've got this idea that I've got this niche of travel that I'm working in. I call it icon-led adventures, where I get living legends or icons from whichever niche is required. So for you, it would be mountaineering. And I put these very highly curated, bespoke expeditions together, and I get an icon to lead them. And he said, oh, that sounds quite interesting. And so I've got this group of very good guides. He's one. And then I'm trying to expand it at the moment. So I'm talking to, but I would like to have a sort of the expert
Yeah.
from every, and obviously it's not always, we do a Scottish heritage and golf adventure in Scotland. And I think getting the McIlroys of this world is going to be difficult, but I'm sure we can find a good name in golf, you know, somebody
Yeah.
like Ian Poulter that would be available for that trip. And so for some niches and yachting and ocean-based trips, it's harder to identify. So if Laird Hamilton is watching this, we'd be glad to speak to you, Laird. So
Okay. I mean, that's what yachting is now. We're trying to create these, like we thought, bespoke adventures in frontier destinations. And that's difficult. But what we're doing is bringing clients in with and guests in with helicopters and seaplanes to even give a half a day or 2 hour discussion or presentation about certain things. And even that, even if it's not a 7 day guided experience on a
Yeah.
yacht, we have a gentleman here, Dr. Fred Sharp from the Whale SETI research program. And in the whale world, he is an icon. And when I bring him on the yacht, he's just a presence about the whales. And then he sees the whale tails and he names them and he talks about the communication of the whales and the frequencies. And that really, when I ask the clients, what was the highlight of the trip? I'm thinking, obviously, it was the navigation or the food or the service. That's up there. But they say this experience stood out the most because it was so surprising. It was something that we did that was above and beyond for the clients. And that's what the clients are looking for more and more. We all know 7-star service. We come to expect that. We all know what we can expect from nature a lot of times. But the add-on of a guide, I think, is the true value of that bespoke, curated experience.
Yeah, I love that. That sounds incredible. So, yeah, I mean, and I think that's a good example where it's not a household name, but it's the leading person in their field, and they can come and give insight that nobody else can. And that I call that that's rare access. And that's
Rare
what we're
access.
trying to do on our trips. And it's not that every time we introduce someone, it's like a household name. It can be a super specialist, somebody that discovered a Roman shipwreck in Sri Lanka, or who can be, it can be. But super specialists in their field, they're able to speak and articulate a message better than anybody else in the world and really boost the experience for guests.
What's your ideal curated experience? Let's talk Alaska. Let's 2 days on shore, 3 days on shore, and 4 days on a yacht. Or what's something that you'd like to put together? What would you be interested in? Because we have the glaciers up here, we have the diving in the glaciers. We also have access to Denali National Park up there and the different areas of Alaska.
So I think one thing I learned over my career is that I have to do less of what I w like, because what I like is not necessarily. So let's imagine that I am the tech billionaire for a second.
Okay.
In the charter with you, then that would be straightforward. I would call up Vistas, or I would call up True Summit and say I want to do Denali with Vistas and Kilindjornay or someone else at that level. And then afterwards, I want to have a week with Captain Liam on his boat, you know, decompressing, and I want to go around and see the site. So that's me personally. I don't think everybody wants to do that
Yeah.
level of challenge, but I think it's a combination of, I think the yacht is so special as a platform for adventure because you can get to just places that you can't otherwise. So,
And it
you know, to
changes,
me,
your
I think it's.
scenery changes quickly on a yacht. That's what, sorry to
Yeah.
interrupt. That's what's really unique about a yacht is within like a day, we go from glaciers to kind of these huge, big, where the whale's feeding within like less than 3 hours from glaciers to whale feeding. And that's the beauty of it.
Yeah. No, I think Alaska is, you're going to have a time where you go on land, you see accessing places that you wouldn't be able to. So, me personally, I like the combination of exploration and challenge, but I understand that's not for everybody. So, but I think that's the beauty of the yacht. You can tailor it to anybody. They can have the add-ons or, you know, the type of experiences they want, but they're doing it from this incredible
Platform.
platform.
Yeah, very much. So it's what's happening a lot now with the helicopter skiing, things like that, going to volcanoes, use the yacht as a base, and they'll go out for several hours in a day hiking or down the Baja 1000 on trophy trucks for a day off-road, and then they'll come back to the yacht in the nighttime. And that seems to be where the transition of yachting is going, to really fill these days in. But a lot of times the clients, for everyone listening out there, the clients a lot of the times are just wanting to see their friends and family or their guests have a good experience. And that's what people forget. A lot of times I see the principal clients sit back and watching how the experience is, watching how their clients are having a good time, or the kids catching a 70-pound halibut by themselves for the first time. And that's where they get the pleasure. Do you find that a lot?
Yeah, I think no two experiences are the same. It's very rare that everybody wants the same outcome, but I think obviously most of these trips, the people want to have this amazing experience, whether it's have their children achieve something or whatever it might be. But yeah, that all makes sense to me. I know people on yacht charters, they charter a big boat and they just take their wife and they don't have the entourage, they don't have the big parties, they just want to be the two of
Themselves.
them. A romantic cruise wherever. So I think there's all types of people for these adventures, but everything you just said makes absolute sense to me.
Yeah. Well, Oliver Brown, I really appreciate your time. We're both busy people, but I cannot thank you enough for kind of sharing your insights into that bespoke kind of frontier expedition, kind of cruising and adventures you put together. How can people get a hold of you? True Summit Adventures.
Yeah, so our website is truesummitadventures.com. We have all the information for contact there.
And what's one thing you think people should see in their life? If you're a tech billionaire listening to this right now, or you're someone out there going, I like the idea of this bespoke adventure, this frontier. What's one thing that it would kind of say, let's start?
I think it all depends where your interests lie. So we're doing different types of adventures. We're doing ski adventures, we're doing safari adventures, we're doing obviously the mountain adventures, and we're doing the ocean adventures. But if I had to pick, I don't know, I think I want to tell you one of my favorite countries is Ecuador. There's so much happening in Ecuador.
Wow,
There's
okay. I
there's
didn't pick that.
mountains, there's Amazon rainforest, there's the cloud forest, there's the Galapagos, obviously. It's
Yeah.
just a country with so we have many wonderful trips in lots of places, but I enjoy taking people to Ecuador. I don't know. I hate to pick a place or an
Yeah,
adventure. I
I'm
love
the same.
Nepal. I
Yeah.
spent a lot of time in Nepal. I love taking people to Nepal, Bhutan, and obviously I love Africa. We do a lot of trips in East Africa, but I think for your audience, I love places where you can have this combination. So you can climb Kilimanjaro, you can climb Mount Kenya, and then you can have your yacht charter
Yeah.
in the Indian Ocean. I love that. Same with in Ecuador, you can go and climb or go hiking in the Cotopaxi region, then you can fly to Galapagos for your yacht charter. So I like it when you can have this like combination of things. And obviously that's not for everybody, and some people just want to come and just do their yacht charter. And for that, I think
That's
Solomon Islands, these places, I think this really exploratory, Alaska. I mean, what a dream to be in these places on a boat and seeing everything and having the level of service and attention that is provided on super yachts. I think that is a dream, definitely.
They're my two favorites, Solomon Islands and Alaska. I've done a lot of diving in the Solomon Islands, and it really stood out as a once in a world location for me. You know what I mean? So maybe after Alaska, we cruise down there, if not Ecuador. Thank you for your time, Oliver. I really appreciate it. Everyone be safe
My
out there.
pleasure.
And I'll maybe see you put together an adventure in either Alaska or Ecuador or Solomon Islands one day, Oliver.
Yeah, I would love that. Thanks so much.
Cheers, mate. Be safe.